Right now, though, it's time to talk food. We do it every Friday at this time. Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine, Food Coma TV, joins us for Shut Up and Eat. Joe, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. No musical intro today?
Well, we hit it a little bit early. We came out of our break early. But you know what? You want one. We'll give you some. Here we go.
Yeah, give me something.
All right, here it comes.
Okay, good.
You feel better now?
I feel much better.
All right, I want you to be happy.
Friday afternoon. You know what? When I'm happy, everything goes so much better.
Well, exactly. I wake up Friday morning and I say, Joe's on today. This is good, but I want him to be happy. What can I do for him?
You know, you can always tell if something's wrong with the world when I'm not happy.
It's true. It's true.
In that regard, let's talk about barbecue today.
Yes, because that makes me happy.
Exactly. What do you think? What do you think about barbecue in the Northeast? There are a lot of people in the South where I've never really been for this reason, to be honest. There are a lot of people who think that barbecue does not exist in the North. What do you think about that?
I disagree completely. And I've had Carolina barbecue in Carolina. I've had Virginia barbecue in Virginia. And it's great. I've had very good barbecue here. Carrie, you've traveled a lot. What about you?
Yeah, what do you think?
It's according to how you're defining it. Is there a historical sort of traditional barbecue in the Northeast? No, there isn't. But there's a lot of places that do other styles of barbecue, whether it's Texas barbecue or whatever, in Maine now and in New England. But traditionally, no, we haven't had barbecue. We don't have that.
I guess in that regard, I'm not going to go to South Carolina and order New England clam chowder.
Right.
So, you know, although I'm sure they can make it perfectly fine, the ingredients are all there.
Yeah, so no one needs to travel to Maine expressly to get barbecue, but for those of us who live here, we don't have to worry about not being able to get quality barbecue.
Yeah, and I've actually traveled enough around the state with that in mind. To make it worthwhile, you know. I've gone as far north as Fort Kent, actually Sinclair, for that matter.
Wow.
It's the Long Lake Sporting Club, where I've had some of the best ribs in the state. Also, Spring Creek and Monson, both fantastic. And, you know, there's a bit of ribs in back from Portland.
I happen to like, I love mainly meats. They crank out some fantastic barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And then with the added advantage of being right there at Atlantic Brewing as well.
I was going to say, yeah, that's Atlantic Brewing. Yeah, it's up in MDI. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, those kind of places are really cool because, you know, like, in the midst of, like, very touristy, like, Bar Harbor's pretty touristy. I mean, Southwest and Northwest has some things, but Bar Harbor's pretty touristy. Mainly meats is a kind of breath of fresh air up there. In that regard, you know, and the beer's good too. So
when you're talking great barbecue here in the state of Maine, obviously it begins with the food, but as far as atmosphere, do you want it to be, I want it to be a comfortable place because I'm going to be getting my fingers and probably my face a little bit dirty.
Yeah, it's not, barbecue is not a first date kind of experience, or maybe it is. I mean, maybe that's how you know, but I think, the worst thing is, yes, it should be very casual, but the worst thing is when places, you know, they get really, like, over-the-top pitchy. It's almost like you're in a chain. They're like, oh, we're a converted gas station, so we just kept gas station stuff everywhere. We found some gas station signs. And it's like, no, it's only like that. Like, people in the South, which is where I'm going to base everything on, like, they didn't open in a gas station because they thought it was cool. They opened in a gas station because that was the building that was available. And they just happen to make the most amazing barbecue in the world, and it's in a gas station. Like, I hate when people are out of their way to, like, you know, fill that seam of the backwoods barbecue thing. It just feels really, like, really forced to me. And Maine, I mean, most places, you know, Texas, South Carolina, Memphis, Kansas City, they all have one style they do well, and they focus on that style. But in Maine, because we don't have a regional style, we have people generally trying to do all kinds of different styles and not really learning any of them particularly well. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think sometimes, yeah, by trying to cover all the bases, you don't get the focus. I would agree with that. I would like them to choose one and run with it and be really, really good at it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, it's like cured meat. It's like with prosciutto and all that. It's like, you know, in Italy, you don't walk into a shop and they have 10 different kinds of cured meats. They have one, maybe two. They've been working on it for 30 years to get it right. Like, you don't have to offer everything. But at the same time, the customer in Maine expects everything when they go in. I mean, they expect a vegetarian option, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at a barbecue place, they get all bent out of shape if there's no, like, tempeh or whatever, like, your satan. I don't know.
I have a great, and I won't name the barbecue place, but it is a Maine barbecue place, that their vegetarian option was grilled cheese sandwiches. And
yeah,
and
it was delicious.
Well, yeah, the secret to the grilled cheese sandwiches was that they cooked them in the beef drippings from.
Oh, this is like.
So. Yeah, it's vegetarian-ish, I guess.
Yeah, and what you don't know can't hurt you. That's what I always
I would agree completely. How important
is I know too much.
Joe, how important is the sauce if you're getting good barbecue?
Well, okay, again, where are you from? Are you from Memphis? Are you from Texas? You know, where are you from depends on how much, you know, you like the sauce. You know, I personally love sauce. I like both. I like a great dry rub, and I love to drench it in sauce because I'm kind of a Philistine, if you could, you know. Going back to our conversation last week, because I don't care. I will always drench everything in barbecue sauce because it's delicious. I think that truly the skill of the pitmaster is showcased. If you can produce without sauce, something that only needs maybe a couple pickles and a gulp of beer, be perfect, you know. Like, I mean, if you really monopolize on that, like just infusing the smoke into the fat, and so it just doesn't even need the sauce, that's awesome. And then you take it and dip it in sauce after, make it even better.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you want in barbecue, and correct me if I'm stating this wrong, but is meat that's good enough to eat without the sauce, but then you add sauce to it. That's yeah. The barbecue that I like.
Exactly, but some places, like I believe it's Memphis, they focus only on dry rub. They don't do sauce. Some places do a clear, just vinegar. Some places do mustard. You know, Texas is the barbecue sauce I think most people associate with barbecue. Brisket, for instance, I like either way, with or without sauce. I like it at Terlingua and at Salvage in Portland. And then there's pulled pork. You know, which I think pulled pork, I personally would rather have with, like, the mustard sauce, Carolina style, which if you get the egg benedict at Hot Supper in Portland, that's pretty insane. Yeah, have them add fried green tomatoes, too. Oof.
I had the brisket at Salvage a couple of weeks ago, and that was, wow, that was melt-in-your-mouth awesomeness.
Yeah, they ask you if you want it fatty or lean, and, you know, like, always go fatty. I mean, yeah, lean can kind of, like, show the skill of whoever and blah, 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 but who doesn't want fatty brisket smeared on Wonder Bread with a side of mac and cheese? You know, it's like.
That's it right there. Life is good. And that, does that make Joe happy?
That makes Joe very happy. One thing I want to ask you, though, is so why is it, I feel like it's only in Maine. Is it just me? The fact that when you say barbecue, that also means like hamburgers and hot dogs in the grill.
Well, as we said it earlier, we're talking about barbecue, the noun. That's a verb, and that's a completely different animal. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm curious where that came from because it's such a different thing. People will interchangeably use the term, but it's like no, it's not really it's a verb, I guess, right?
Two, yeah. Well, back when they sold those grills as barbecue grills.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
and that goes back decades. I mean, that when I was a kid, that we had barbecue. That was what you had, and that was all you had really in Maine. At you know, back in the 70s,
right.
And into the 60s.
Yeah, pulling pork meant something completely different then.
Yes, I wasn't alive, but I'll take you guys' word. Yeah. I'm here now.
Absolutely, Joe Riccio joins us for Shut Up and Eat every Friday in the program. Joe, as always, great talk with you. You have a fantastic weekend.
You as well. Thank you.